Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas outside, finally, and I love it. Is anybody else, just me? Anybody else love this stuff? There we go. All right. I love this stuff. I do want to say a special thank you to Dan, Shane, and Jeff for plowing out our drive and with leaf blowers, because it was so soft this morning, blow off the sidewalks. But that wasn't enough for me and Judah, so we got our four-wheelers out and pretended like we were moving snow, but we mainly just threw snowballs at each other and had a lot of fun with it that way as well. Those are things that we're going to speak about this morning as we talk about a servant heart and what it means to have a servant heart, and specifically as we talk about, as we're honoring our beloved and our former but forever, if you will, choir and music leader, Kathy Harner. Kathy has served at our church for 17 years. That is a while that you're going to dedicate your life, the better part of two decades, to singing and creating music unto the Lord. Isn't that just powerful? That's just really, really awesome. And so we as a church, we want to recognize Kathy. And as I preach this message this morning, I want us, in light of Kathy's service and bringing her back, and we wanted to have the choir lead our worship and do kind of some fun things for you, for all of us to pull some nuggets out of what it means to have a servant heart. But specifically, as we kind of dive into some scriptures here, to be thinking about our own lives, and then also in light of what we have seen modeled by Miss Kathy. 3 points that I want to make is we serve out of security, we serve out of sacrifice, and we serve out of joy. The first one is that we serve out of security. I can serve when I know who I am. Whenever I'm insecure, usually I want people to serve me. I want other people to tell me that I'm awesome. I need other people to feed my ego. I need other people to do things for me. But whenever I'm secure, I feel like I can lay my life down for someone else. I feel like I can go the extra mile for someone. I feel like if they would ask for my coat, I could give them my tunic as well, because I'm good. I know who my Father is. I know that He'll provide more for me. I'm good in that place. Having security, I believe an overflow is serving one another. I want to do more for others when I feel good inside of who God has created me to be. The next one is I serve out of sacrifice. Not only is it always good feelings, sometimes it's sacrificial feelings. Sometimes it's a phone call to Dan Carey this morning. Hey, Dan, what are we going to do? Brock, I got it. So he's got his guys out here, and you're bundling up, and you're coming out, and you're sacrificially coming out here to serve when he could have been doing a lot of other things. Probably snuggling with Vicky would have been really fun and nice. He could have done other things, but we also will serve out of sacrifice. It's called parenting also. We got to do those things that we don't always want to do. I remember coming over here sometimes when the weather was like this or worse, and it'd be a Thursday night, and it's 7 o'clock, and Kathy is here with a group of y'all singing worship unto the Lord. And Kathy, something that I always appreciated was that there was this lightness in your service. There was this joy, there was this ease, there was this enjoyment of the job. There really is a way to whistle while you work, to laugh while you labor, to have joy in the job. And I feel like Kathy modeled that well for me. And there's a way that we can live our lives, the way that we can serve one another, that we don't always have to be teaching. We can just live really well And our life becomes like this open book for those that are perceptive enough to read it and to see it and to gain wisdom from it. Proverbs would say it like this. To the cynic, they search high and low for wisdom and they cannot find it. But to the open-minded, they find it on their doorstep. Wisdom is everywhere if you're just open and looking for it. And I just want to encourage you, there's a lot of people in this church that serve really well. And if we could just open our eyes, they're modeling a great life lesson. And so the third one that we have is we want to serve out of joy. And I feel like, Kathy, you modeled that well for me. And it would be Thursday after Thursday after Thursday, Sunday morning after Sunday morning, she would be here. Some of the other sacrificial things that Kathy would do is she has taught university at Taylor University. Then she would teach online courses. Then she would take a group of Taylor students all over cool places. all of the awesome Caribbean. And she would do really cool mission trips. Then she would serve as a music director for the Methodist Church and then hustle over here and lead worship for us. There's a lot of things that are going on to where she can serve out of a sense of identity. I know who I am. I know what I'm called to. And there are times when it's sacrificial. I don't necessarily want to do this now. But I will lay my life down. I'll crawl up on the altar. And God, take my life as a living sacrifice to sacrificially serve when I don't necessarily want to. And then there's times where it's like, I am loving this. You guys ever done this thing where, and for me as a kid, many times it was church. I don't want to go, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. And then once you're there, you actually enjoy it. That was youth group experiences many times for me. I don't want to be there. I don't want to go. Oh, I'm actually glad that I came. And I'll tell you this. God meets us with joy when we engage in service. Service is a pathway of joy because it is the characteristics of God. And so God meets us with who he is when we act like him. Check out a couple of these scriptures. This is Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 25. The king of the Gentiles exercises lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become the youngest and the leader of the one who serves. Might I say it this way? The kingdom measures greatness not based upon how cool you are, but how much you serve. The kingdom of God measures to the degree of greatness is measured by how much you're willing to serve someone else. It says you want to be great? You got to go low. You got to bend and bow. You got to serve someone else. Greatness is paved through service. John Bloom says it this way. A servant leader sacrificially seeks the highest joy of those he serves. This morning as we were plowing some snow, I thought, I want people to be able to look at our sidewalks and think, man, that's a clean sidewalk. Isn't that funny? Like, that was one of my goals this morning. Man, that's a good-looking sidewalk. It's so funny. I want people to have something to go off inside of them when they're served. We're like, I like this. This is cool. Can I also tell you this? I have found it to be true that when I'm a consumer, my joy ends in what I'm consuming. I eat a Dorito, and boy, do I love those Doritos. And I'll eat a whole bag of Doritos. I will smash a bag of Doritos. And then the joy is complete. But when I'm serving, I find that now I'm sharing joy one to another, and the highest motivator is the maximum pleasure and joy of those on which I'm serving. And I'm doing it along someone else. It was fun to see Dan out there. It was fun to see Shane with a leaf blower blowing snow. I mean, it was cool. There was just snow everywhere. It was fun to throw snowballs at my son. We did that a lot. We had joy in the midst of serving. One of the ministries that I think does one of the best jobs in serving our church as well as our committee or our community, it's our kitchen committee. People that are going through hardships, that will come together in the midst, like we just had a funeral or we just had some sort of a loss and we need to gather together. And we have this kitchen committee and funeral committee that they are there together, and that is a tightly knit group. They know one another. They can pray for each other. They can tell stories. They can talk about their grandkids. When you're serving, you share life. When you're consuming, you're just kind of focused on whatever that item is. Does that make sense? Whenever I'm serving, I'm able to lay my life down and look a little bit more like Jesus. That's what greatness is all about. And I'm laughing and I'm engaging. I'm able to do some more fun things with other people. I just want to entice you another level for service. The Bible would measure our greatness based upon our service. Look at Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 and 28. Jesus said, "Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." If anybody has modeled the servant heart well, it's got to be the Son of God. It's got to be Jesus, who was ultimately willing to lay his life down unto the point of death. 3 nights ago, I'm on the couch with our 2 kids. So I've got Judah and Ronnie on the couch. And so we all kind of have fallen asleep on the couch. And I'm laying with Judah on one side, Ronnie's on the other side. And at 2 in the morning, they both decide that they're going to grow. And they've got growing pains and leg cramps, and it's intense, and they're kicking. I mean, Judah was like he was running a marathon. I mean, it was coming in on him hot. Parents, you remember that? Whenever you got to like rub the leg, like, "Just rub my legs. I just want you to rub my legs." I remember this as a kid. I would come downstairs, crawl in bed in between mom and dad. "Would you just please rub my legs?" And you know who usually did? No? Okay, I'll tell you. My mom would usually rub my legs, and so she would work those legs and my calves. And what's the front part of your calf where your shin is? The front part? Yeah. And like rub that hard and like right around the knees and all that. She would just rub and rub and pray and sing. And so we've been doing this with our kids. Well, they both get them. So same thing with Ronnie. And so now I'm sitting between them, their legs on top, and I'm trying to rub both of their legs. And they're like, "No, over here. No, on this side over here. Oh, Dad, it's over here." And I'll tell you what, that, believe it or not, while it robbed some sleep, was a great experience. And they're looking in on one who's serving them. And we threw a movie on, and we're watching, and they're crying, and they're kind of watching. And, you know, we're just kind of wrestling through this night together. And here's the cool thing. I think about a church that's willing to serve, about a church and a people that's mindful of others. Let's just wrestle through it together. I'm in the room with you. I might not be the smartest guy in the room, but I'm like the only guy in the room. And so let's do this thing together. I'm here. I'm with you in this together. There's something, I think, about a servant heart that's willing to do that. And then we got some stories to share. Servants got some fun stories amongst one another. I also want to say this. When we serve by ourselves, many times the heart can get dinged up because we get frustrated with those who will not serve. Anybody ever felt that way? You're on a committee and you're carrying the load, you're carrying the bulk of it, you're in your home and you don't feel like the spouse is equally carrying the burden, or whatever those, you're in a job and you're leading the department, nobody else cares, right? That sort of stuff. Can I encourage a church of a massive volunteer movement that happens because it hedges a fence? When there's many hands make light work, but many hands keep the heart happy. It's just true. When no one helps and you're the only one in it, fine, I'm done. I don't want to serve in the nursery anymore. Fine, I'm done. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. But when there is a movement of servanthood, you're like, "Oh, I love this. This is awesome." When we show up at the Halloween party and we've got 1,000 people that all want a cup of chili now, and we've got 50 people there scooping chili, this is fun. There is joy in the job. There is energy and excitement. And I love that. And can I just encourage you to not get weary in well-doing? I don't know what places of service that you're in right now. Maybe it's in your job. Maybe it's in your home. It's in your marriage. It's in this church even. and you feel like you have had this burden on you and there just hasn't been the support, I want to encourage you, check your heart into Jesus, that you would find security in Him, that you would find identity in Him, and you say, Jesus, I just want to be like you. I just want to lay my life down sacrificially. Would you feed me with joy? Not in that other people are going to give me anything, but that I'm just becoming more like you. And if I can become more like you, that you would put this joy down deep in my heart. So Jesus came not only to serve, but do you know what He's going to be doing for all of eternity? Can I tell you? No? Yeah? Okay. I should just stop asking questions. Check out what Jesus is going to be doing for all of eternity. This is an astonishing to me, a Bible scripture. Jesus' second coming here in Luke 12, 35 through 37. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. And be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at the table, and he will come and serve them. There's going to be a great wedding feast at the end of all of time. When there is a period on this time, on this day, on this earthly experience, and the marriage supper of the Lamb is going to take place, it says that Jesus is going to clothe himself as a servant, and you are going to be seated at a table, you're going to recline at the table, and he's going to be serving us. Jesus says, greatness, and I'm going to be great for all of eternity. I'm going to be serving you. I'm going to be serving you this meal. I'm going to be taking care of you. I'm going to be mindful of others. One of the things that we are driving home like crazy with our kids, and you got to repeat it 100 times. Here's how we're going to act. We're going to be mindful of others. We're going to be mindful of others. Hey, Judah, whenever you just hit your sister in the face, was that being mindful of others? Judah, you're just selfish. No, I'm not selfish, as you just think about yourself. Let's be mindful of others. And so a servant heart is mindful of others. So Jesus says, I came to the earth because I was mindful of others. And for all of eternity, I'm going to be serving because I'm mindful of others. And so people, I just want us to be this church that's mindful of our community. I'm mindful of what's going on around me. I'm mindful of maybe some needs in this church. I'm mindful of some people that might need something, that might need a phone call, that might need a card, that might need a visit. I'm just mindful, and that is what the servant heart is all about. And final scripture that I'll read to us here comes out of Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. It says this: the Son of Man came, and he did not come so that he would be served by the hands of men, but he came that he would serve the men around him and to give his life for them. For us to be sure that we're called servants, I really feel like this is the identity of Christ that we want to take upon us. The picture of a servant does whatever is asked by the master, and that we would just have a fresh encounter with the master. We'd say, Jesus, speak some clarity to us, and what is it that I need to get after to lay my life down for, to be all in? I know for me, I want to double down on my family. I want to triple down on my family. I had a men's group yesterday where we were talking about, as men, what kind of a lasting legacy are we leaving in our children and in our children's children? Are we thinking 3 generations? Am I only thinking about myself and how I want to have a cool life? And I just want to have like cool stuff to consume and have like do cool things? Or am I thinking, what am I intentionally putting into those after me, that my life is here for maybe that 3rd generation? It's thinking about others. In this church, we have had, it feels almost like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like the Pittsburgh Steelers for like 3 decades have only had like 2 coaches. And in our music, we have had many decades between Mary Driscoll and Kathy Harner. It's like we've only had like two coaches that have been intentional to lead us as it comes into worship. They have said, I will give my life. I feel sure. I feel secure in what God has called me to do. I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to find joy in giving unto a thing. And we have had that. We haven't had high turnover here. Isn't that cool? People give decades. They don't give a year. They give a decade or multiple decades in service. And so this morning, as we look at this servant heart and we look at the idea of what all that encompasses, we think of the picture of Christ. We also want to be a church that does not celebrate people like maybe Hollywood would celebrate people. We celebrate because they had a successful movie. We celebrate because they had a cool song. We celebrate because they're famous. We give special recognition to celebrities or whatever that means. At our church, we want to celebrate what God celebrates. And God celebrates the servant. He celebrates the servant. Our church, we're going to be known for celebrating, which the word celebrate, a celebrity, simply means one who is celebrated. And so we're going to have celebrity status for those that are going to lay their lives down serving one another. Those that are mindful of others, you get celebrated. So this morning, we have created a Servant Heart Award. This is the inaugural award that we are ever going to give out, but it's going to be continually and annually. We are going to recognize someone who has consistently and faithfully served the body of Christ at Fairmount Friends. And this is going to go on for year after year after year after year. And so, church family, I want you all with me to join in celebrating the celebrity of the first inaugural Servant Heart Award in Miss Kathy Harner. Kathy, would you please come and join me? Just want to go right here. Or back here. Yep. Okay. Yeah, you guys can have a seat. Thank you. This award is Making a Difference, awarded to Kathy Harner, an appreciation of your years of outstanding service and dedication. Thank you for truly making a difference. Servant of the Year 2021, Fairmount Friends Church. That's Kathy. Yeah. And Pastor Andrew, will you also share with the church family maybe a little something that's inside that Kathy would definitely enjoy? Can you share?
Yeah. Well, as we're celebrating Kathy for her Servant Hearts Award, a big piece of what she has brought in that service, of course, has been our music leadership. And so with that, not only is music here a part of it, and not just leading choir part of it, but she loves to go and to see and to witness and experience music in a variety of forms at different locations, whether it's in Indy or it's in Carmel or Fort Wayne or wherever it might be, even across the world. And so as a church family, we're giving a gift certificate to the Palladium, I believe is what it's called, in Carmel, Indiana, for her to have her choice of which one she might want to go.
That's awesome. Kathy, anything that you want to say to the church?
This is the first time in years that I've been speechless. As I sat and I listened to Brock's summary of what a servant is, I just pray that I can live up to that reputation. I just want to be like Jesus. You know, and anything that I do or say, my mouth gets me in trouble. You know that, most of you. But I just want to be like Jesus. And I thank you because you have created in me this spirit of giving, because I learned that from you. And, you know, I came to this church on a, I'm just kind of, I'll fill in until you find somebody else. But the things that I've learned and the people that have loved me, and as Brock brought up about the trips that, the, you know, I've done, it's been a, an amazing January as I look at all the memories that have come up from Facebook. But I'm so reminded of the trip that we took, and Dan was on that trip with Kenny Jones and Mary Pemberton. I don't see her. Oh, there she is. And Mary and Jackie, and oh my goodness. And just the joy that we had on that trip and the growing. And I just remember Dan's servant heart, as you talked about him this morning, and his willingness to come and clean off the parking lot. And I remembered him on that trip being a servant too, and trying to help me by being a servant. I'm sure you remember this, Dan, when we pulled into the parking garage and I went in the out. And Dan tried to warn me. He just said, "Are you sure you want to go in there?" And, you know, all I said was, "Yeah," because I was thinking, you know, he didn't want to spend the money for us to have to pay to park. And I just, I know better now. So when Dan says something to me, I listen. You know, it's like E.F. Hutton. But thank you, congregation, and thank you for the joy that you have brought me all of these years. I just, I have enjoyed, and seeing Ronnie this morning, she came over and no words, just gave me a hug, and off she went. And I turned around and Pat wasn't there, and my heart just broke. And you know, you guys have really grown me to be a disciple of Christ. And I really thank you for that. And I thank you for the Palladium too. I can't wait.
We got a video we want to show. If you guys could cue up the video. Oh yeah, unmute the music. There it is. Oh, she's in the mirror. That people want to say to you. And so, church family, we want to be a church that honors the servant, and where Jesus goes before his disciples and he takes on the role of a servant, washing their feet. And it was the servant of the house was supposed to stand by the door, and as people walked in with the dirt and the grime and the hardships of the day on their feet, they'd begin to wash them. And Jesus sits at the table with his disciples, and they're like, "No, Jesus, you shouldn't do this." And he's like, "Guys, if I don't do this, you're not a part of me. Let me serve you." And in serving, we become more like Jesus. And he begins to wash their feet. So we honor the servant. And Kathy, this morning, as you are retiring and you're heading on to a fun new season of life, we honor that. We celebrate you with your award, with your retirement gift. And also, I would like, if you would be so willing, one more time to bless us. Would you say a prayer over our church family as we would exit this morning? Church family, would you all stand and join us as Miss Kathy prays?
Oh, Father, we're so grateful for the love that you show to us. We're thankful for the way that you bless us with the people that come into our lives and for the people that you have given us to teach us more about you. We just thank you for your love and for your caring, for your leadership in our lives. We pray that as we go our ways, that we will be servants to others, that we will look for the people that need caring, look for the people who are hurting, the people that are left out of our society. May we always be looking for them to take Jesus to them. Father, we want to be your hands and feet. We want to be the people who take Jesus to the world. And we just pray that you'll give us guidance on who they might be and who might we have most impact on. We thank you for your love, for giving of your Son, for the ultimate sacrifice that you have made for us. Go with us now. Guide our words, guide our behaviors. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.